Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and today with me is Rasheem Gupta. Rasheem, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Awesome. I appreciate you coming to the show, so thank you very much. Welcome. Before we get started, why don't you take a second to introduce yourself?
Sure. So, hi everybody. My name is Rasheem Gupta. I'm a PM in the Azure HD Insight team.
Okay.
HD Insight is our platform as a service offering for Hadoop and Azure.
Okay.
So if you want an easy way to do big data, you would use our service.
Yep.
And we allow you to run the latest Hortonworks bits on our on the Azure cloud.
Yep. And so today you're here, which is awesome, to talk about querying JSON using Hive and Hadoop or HD Insight, right?
Right.
Before we get started, let's take like 1 minute, 1 minute, and talk about just kind of overview, you know, like what you just said, kind of what is HD Insight, right? Hadoop, and why would users, when people want to use HD Insight?
Sure. So the main use case for using Hadoop is if you have a lot of structured, like I would say unstructured or semi-structured data,
yep.
you need a way to process it. It's not just structured, unstructured, also if you have a lot of data. So these days, there are so many logs being produced, so many tweets, so many sensor data information. You need a way to consume all that data and run some analytics on it.
Right.
That's the main scenario for using Hadoop.
Yep.
And traditionally, people have been doing it. Companies have been having on-prem, which is super expensive because you need to buy these servers. A cheaper way to do it is using infrastructure as a service.
Yeah.
So there you actually rent Azure VMs, but you still need to work with individual Hadoop vendors.
Yeah.
And you still need to manage the deployment.
Configure.
So it's still hard. With HD Insight, we make it even one step easier for you because we take all the pain away from making sure it works on Azure.
Yep.
And we deploy it, we install it. You just tell us how many nodes you want, what type of cluster you want, you press a button, we deploy it for you, and then you're good to go and just run your queries.
So within a matter of minutes, I've got a Hadoop cluster as a service in Azure.
That's right. And we don't just offer Hadoop, we offer Spark, Storm, NoSQL, HBase, whatever different scenarios you may have.
Yeah, so I guess what we're saying is if I've got just a lot of data, non-relational, semi-structured, unstructured data, just, exabytes and exabytes, and I want to do analytics on that data, this is a hyperscale distributed way to take all that data and scale that out and get insights into
that. That's right. You can run like hundreds or thousands of nodes in parallel.
Right. And so given that, and given that, like JSON is a type of semi-structured data, how do I query that using Hive, right? That's why you're here today.
Yep, so that's right.
Why would I want to do that? And how do I do that?
Sure. So let's go to the next slide. I just have two slides. So
yep.
I'll talk one slide. I'll just talk about the motivation and the options, and then we'll do some demos. And then we'll actually go to the, then we'll recap what we've learned.
Cool.
So today what we've noticed is most of our customers, CSV is the most common format, but right after that is JSON.
Okay.
And this is just because, like I said, a lot of raw logs today are JSON format.
Okay.
And there are different options to parse JSON in Hive, some of which are good and some are not, and we're going to look at that. But the key thing that everybody wants is ease of use and performance.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, if I'm dealing with just tons of data,
how
fast can I get the results from that data? Right.
It's easy.
And
like
how
if
easy
you just
is
have,
it?
Like if your document just has a few rows, it's pretty easy to get going. But typically, like I said, you use Hadoop for big data.
Right.
So, currently in Hive, you have two built-in user-defined functions or UDFs: the getJSON object and getJSONTuple. So this is available right out of the box in any Hadoop distribution.
Built into Hive.
So you just have to know how to use it, and then you can use it.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about each of these.
Okay.
Our recommended approach is actually this custom survey, which is written by the open source community. It's called the OpenXJSON survey.
Okay.
You need to do some work to actually install it on the Hadoop cluster, and we'll also go over that.
Okay.
But essentially, these are the three ways to use JSON.
Okay. And a survey means?
A survey means a serializer deserializer.
Okay.
So essentially, you're just telling Hive how to use like custom user code. Essentially, adding user code to
it.
Cool. Yeah. So if this sounds too much, the best way to at this point is just go to Google or Bing. Go to your favorite search engine.
We prefer Bing, but you can Google.
Let's go to Bing.
We're into open source.
and search for Hive and JSON.
Yep.
We're actually right number one. And in the top three hits, you'll see us. So process and analyze JSON documents using Hive. And this is essentially a very popular blog post that we wrote, which goes over this.
So this is
essentially whatever I'm going to talk about, you can follow through with in this.
Okay, so people can, what they're watching, can say, hey, I want to figure out how to do that, and they can
walk
through this blog post.
Okay. So with that, let's talk about what we're going to show you in the demo.
Okay.
So what I did is, since it's a lot of moving parts, I'll explain what I did. The first thing I did is I created an HD Insight cluster. So I went to the Azure portal, I did plus new HD Insight cluster. I gave it my name and things like that. I could choose Windows or Linux. In this particular instance, I chose a Windows cluster.
Yep. And the beauty of that is, within just a matter of 5-10 minutes, I've got a highly distributed Hadoop cluster, right?
That's right. And if you prefer Windows, you can have remote desktop. Yep. If you prefer Linux, you can do SSH.
Okay.
We are platform agnostic and we work on.
So we're not going to walk through that here. We've got videos on how to
That's right. So that's a separate video. So at this point of time, I already have a Windows cluster, and I've already RDP'd into it.
Okay.
So this is my cluster. Once I RDP into it, I get a command prompt. I made it bigger font so people can see.
Okay.
And so that's where I'm at, right?
Okay.
What I want to do is, so each HD Insight cluster also comes with a storage account.
Yep.
So I already opened Cloud Explorer, which is, again, a third-party tool, which is basically like a file explorer for your Azure storage.
For Azure storage, yeah.
Yeah. So that's, so what I did is, in this, in the storage account that's associated with this cluster,
yep,
I put a raw file, a raw JSON file, which is essentially just, let me just increase the font real quick. Which is essentially just some student records,
yep,
right? So starts pretty simple with simple key value pairs.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is
Simple structures,
and then it becomes complex structures,
yep,
which is really nested,
right?
Now the goal is to actually run queries over it.
Yeah.
So the first problem people have is they produce these pretty JSONs, and
yeah,
none of these UDFs understand. So a lot of questions we used to get is, hey, why is Hive not using my, I have a perfectly structured JSON, but Hive is throwing an error.
I got this really pretty JSON document, but it's not reading it.
So the first thing we used to always help customers is how to convert your pretty JSON to a single line JSON. So in Hive, you can actually, again, write your own tool to do it.
Yep.
But again, if you're already using Hadoop, your logs already in HDFS, you don't want to take it out, run something and do
it.
Or even you basically would like all a Hive to do everything.
Right, okay.
So we did some work. Again, if you go to this blog, we actually explain you how to do that. So let me jump straight to the query here. So what I have is, here is a query that does it. So essentially, the first step I do is I just say, let's use the Tez engine.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's a different video we can talk about, but Hive can run in different engine modes, and Tez is the faster one.
Right, okay.
What we're doing is we're dropping the students raw table and creating a new external table students raw, which is just reading a string. So all it has is just one column, which is a string.
And it'll be the JSON string.
It's the JSON string. So basically, it's reading the entire JSON document.
Okay.
Right? In as many rows as it has.
Yeah, so every you have one JSON, we'll call it node in there, and it'll just flatten that out. So if there's like 10, you'll have 10 rows in the table.
That's right.
Okay.
And then we're creating a new table called students. So this is just the input file. Students raw is the input table. We're creating a new output table called students one line.
Okay.
And we then just run this piece of code, and this is this essentially it just concatenates everything to just one line.
One line. Okay.
So let's run it, and then what I do in the end is I just select from the final output one line table to see if it actually flattened it out or not. So let's do that. So I copied it. Actually, I don't even need to copy it. I actually just have it here, so I can just say Hive minus f. 1.hql. So what I'm telling Hive is, here's the file 1.hql. Just go ahead and
execute that. Yep.
So while it's running it, let me just close this real quick. So at this point of time, again, what it's doing is it's reading the entire document, and it's going to create a new table, and flatten it out.
Yep.
And then we're doing select star from this new table, and you can see it has become like a flat table. Just to make sure, this was also in the written to the storage account. I go to the JSON students. I hit refresh. You can see this file was created 9/28. It's 9/28 right now.
Yep.
If I open it, you can see it's one.
Yep. We can turn off word wrap.
Let me do that. So it's
one line.
Flatten it out.
Yep.
Right. So that's the first step. At this point of time, we are good to start using the UDFs.
Okay.
So step one is done. Now let's look at the.
So now we have a. I'm sorry to interrupt. So now we have a table, with that it inserted that one row.
Yep.
Right. And that. Okay.
Yep. So at this point of time, let's use the first UDF, which is called the get JSON object UDF. This works pretty simply.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, this is all you do is in your Hive query, you call this function, mm-hmm. get JSON object. You give the table name and the field you're looking for.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This is great for very ad hoc analysis.
Yeah.
So why don't I run this and then we can quickly talk about how good in terms of performance this is. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a second query, which is just saying get JSON object, get the first name and last name.
Yep.
So before we run it, let's just see what we're expecting to see. So I'm going to go back to my raw JSON. And what I'm saying is give me the first name and the last name.
So we should get Peggy Williams. Okay.
We should, yep. Right? Let's see. So I'm going to say, I'm going to close. So I'll just keep this open while we discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to run the query. So hive-f2.hql. So while it's running, what I want you to just look at this query again and notice that this method is called twice.
Yep.
Right? So the bottom line is it's reading the entire document and searching for this thing.
Okay.
And the second row, it's doing the same thing again.
Okay.
So imagine if you had like 10 fields you were looking for,
yeah.
it would do 10 times reading the entire thing.
Oh, so you have to do that for every field you're looking
that's
for.
That's right.
And then, so if you had 10 fields and let's say, 100,000, rows in that table, it's going to call that, 100,000 times 10.
That's exactly right. So you got the problem. It's not very performant. It's great if you just have a couple of fields. It's great if you're just ad hoc.
Yep.
Using
good
it.
Good for testing.
That's right. Right. But if you really want to use it for something more in a production scenario, this will probably not be very performant.
Right, okay.
By the way, we did get an answer of Peggy Williams. So like you can see, it's pretty neat,
it
except
works.
It's not performant.
Okay.
So, but this is the first UDF that Hive provides.
Okay.
The second one we're going to talk about is the get JSON tuple, which is more performant than get JSON object. The way it works is it uses in Hive what is called a lateral view, and you can go look up on the Apache Wiki what that does.
Yep.
So it uses the lateral view UDF. The great thing about this is in this particular case it's using the table name, and you can specify multiple fields that you're looking
for. Oh, so I can say first name, last name,
that's right.
grade, all in one.
So the great thing about this is now it's all reading once,
okay.
and you can look up multiple keys and you can get multiple values out of it, right?
Okay, yep.
So, let's run this. And while we run this, I'll explain to you some drawbacks of, before I run it, let me just open the query. So again, we're looking at the student ID and grade,
yep.
right? From the, from students one line.
Okay, GT. Okay, yep.
So let's run it. And while it's running, let's go back to the query for a second. The thing here is this works great if you have, again, simple JSON.
Yeah.
The moment you start having complex JSON with nested arrays, you'll have lateral view in a lateral view in a lateral view.
Oh, so you'd have to nest the lateral view calls if you've got nested
right.
JSON.
That's right. So this, again, is if you have simple JSON, this is performant, this works great. But our JSON, if you remember, was pretty... let's go back to our JSON. You can see there are a bunch of this works great if all your JSON is until here.
Right.
The moment you get into structures, that's when it starts. You'll have to write multiple lateral views.
Okay. Yeah.
And it becomes very unwieldy.
Okay.
So again, depending on your scenario, it may or may not work. In this particular case, we got the ID and we got the let's go back. We were looking for the student ID and grade.
Yep.
Right here.
Yep.
And if you go back, we got the student ID and grade right
okay.
here. Okay, so those are the two UDFs that Hive provides.
Okay, and works great, like you said, if you're just doing testing, want to do
that's right.
troubleshooting,
so
things like that.
So before I explain the third one, let's just quickly summarize. I actually have a table here which summarizes and when you should use what. So like I said, get JSON object, the advantages are it's flexible as it's schema on read.
Mm-hmm.
Cons are it's not performant and cannot handle arrays. So the best use case is ad hoc, or when you have JSONs with no nesting.
Okay.
The second, and it's native HDI support. The second one is get JSON tuple, more performant, but very clunky for nested JSON.
Yeah, if you got complex JSON.
Arrays and structs, then this will not be very a good use. So,
right.
So these two are available in HDInsight today and any Hadoop distribution.
Okay.
But a lot of our customers wanted guidance saying these two don't work for them.
Right.
So then that's where we looked at this open source survey. out of all the SERDES, this is the one we recommend.
Okay.
It's very flexible. It works with complex JSON. The downside is it does not come part of standard HD inside.
Okay.
So you need to build and upload your jar.
Okay.
We are working on having this out of the box at some point. I don't know if you'll get to that yet.
Right,
there's
okay.
some other complications we have to deal with for that. But until then, you can build this on your own. And the best use case for this is use complex JSONs.
Yep, okay.
So what I'm not going to go into details of how you build it. Again, you can just follow this blog. I'm just going to walk you through it.
Okay.
The basic idea is this works with Java 7 right now. If you have Java 7, you just install Maven.
Mm-hmm.
You download this SERDE from
GitHub.
Yeah, from GitHub. Just download the zip file. Again, step-by-step instructions are here.
Yep.
You just build it.
Build the jar, yep.
And then you move the jar to your Hive folder. Or it can be anywhere. You just have to specify the location. You can actually move the jar to your storage account.
So you're basically, like you did here, you're RDPing into your head node and uploading that jar file into the Hive folder on the head node.
Yep. So that's the... So it's right here.
Yep.
So that's one way to do it.
Yep.
You can also actually put it in your storage account and then just say add jar wasb / whatever.
Okay.
And I think that's a more practical way of doing it because you shouldn't be really touching the head node.
So, yeah, because if you tear down your cluster, right?
That's right.
That's a good point. That's a good practice. I put it in your blob storage. That way, if you're rebuilding or tearing down your cluster, you don't lose your jar file.
That's right. So now let's look at the next query I'm going to run, which is going to use this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more involved, but it'll make it super easy. So first things, again, I'm setting the Hive Tez engine.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I did is I added the jar. What I'm telling Hive is, hey, this is a function I wrote, or a third party wrote, but it's not part of Hive.
Yeah, I want you to use
this. I want you to use this.
Right.
So that's what I'm doing here.
Okay.
So this is the same survey we built. Once I have that, notice this is new stuff that we're doing here. So we're creating an external table, JSON table.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing here is actually defining the schema of the JSON document, which is pretty cool. So now, actually, if you think about it.
That looks almost exactly like our JSON, document.
So the biggest hurdle right here is just to write this structure.
Yep.
But these fields can be optional, right? Like depending on your row,
they
may or may not be there. And this UDF can understand. You know, if it's optional, it will just skip it.
Okay.
So this is not functionality in Hive, but now we've made it super simple.
Okay.
Or at least this jar enables you to make it super simple for you to just define the schema. And from that point on, you can just call regular Hive queries. So like select student details dot first name, student details dot last name from JSON table. This looks just like Hive.
Yep.
Right? So or SQL, like you said. All right, so let's run this. I'm gonna just run this one. So this is 4.hql. So let's see, Hive. So again, what it's doing at this point is it's added the jar. So it says added resources, it added the jar, created the new table with the schema, and then ran the query, and we got the answer right.
Yeah, there. And actually really quick, too.
Yeah, pretty quick. So this is pretty performant. So let's go to the little bit more involved. So same thing, the top part is the same. The only reason, by the way, I'm doing the top part again, which is creating the schema again, is just because in this demo, I'm showing you each query is a different step.
Gotcha, okay.
If you were doing it in the same session, like at the Hive prompt, you would not have to create this table again and again.
I see, okay.
Or if I had the same script, I would not have to.
Okay.
In this particular case, because each of these is a individual action, I have to redo this step every time.
Okay.
But in this particular case, what I'm doing is, let's go back. I'm doing select some scores from this table. So what I'm telling this UDF to do is go into this structure,
okay,
right? And for each field in this structure, add all the scores.
Okay.
Right. So that's pretty complex if you think about it. Now, if you had to use the previous two, it would be pretty unwieldy. You know, you would have to spend like literally minutes to type it. In this particular case, it's pretty easy.
Yep.
I just said select some scores from this table and lateral view explored. I know this sounds a little bit more, you can just read up on Hive Wiki. It's actually pretty common, but all we're telling it is, hey, look at this structure and explore each and every part of the structure and then sum it up.
Okay.
That's what essentially we're saying. So let's run this.
And we're using the kind of the same lateral view that we used in the other examples.
That's right. But there you would have, if to do this, you would have to use multiple lateral views.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay, but because we're using this jar file.
That's right.
One lateral view, and it's going to do everything for us.
This is pretty much as complex as it gets
yeah.
using this survey.
Okay.
So let's run this. So yeah, this is one of our most common surveys that customers use, and that's the one we recommend. So I think, let's see, what is the total we expect? About 80 through 90 plus 80, 170, about 250-ish. And it's about 250, there you go.
Oh, I spot on. Yeah.
So.
Wow, and again, pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. I guess let's go back to just the summary. So essentially, like I said, these are the three UDFs you have.
Yep.
Two are inbuilt, and third is the one which is easiest to use and is the most performant. So that's the one we recommend.
Okay, and at some point, you're thinking about including this when I spin up an HD Insight cluster.
That's right.
It'll be there.
So it is in progress, and once we have it, we update our blog.
But really, it's not that difficult. What you showed and demoed was actually pretty easy. Look, build it, put it in BlobSorge, and just reference it in your code, right?
That's right.
And
it takes 5 minutes. In addition, if you do this, at some point, as you become more and more sophisticated using Hive, you want to put in your own surveys anyways.
Yep.
So you're also like training yourself for success in the future, because this will teach you how to add your own custom code, which all of us have to do at some point.
Something that I just thought of, are they continuing as they, this was in, the survey was up in GitHub, you might have to consider re-downloading, rebuilding that as more functionality gets added to that survey, maybe?
That's right. So,
and not like you'd be doing it every day or every week, but maybe.
That's right. So, once the classic use case is once you hit a wall where you're not able to, where you get an error, for example, or something's not supported, that's when you can actually go to GitHub and actually, it's pretty well maintained. So, I believe the owner, last I checked, was still quite active on it.
Yeah,
so,
if you want to, you can actually, at that point, contribute
that's
to the, right?
That's right, yeah.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Okay, man, that's awesome. Rasheem, thank you so much.
Sure.
This is great. I think, so, it surprised me when you said that earlier that, obviously CSV is kind of the top one we see. I thought it might be something, but JSON number two, that kind of surprised me a little bit.
Yeah. Right?
But that's good to know, and now we have something that allows us to query that.
Yeah, so. XML follows.
I didn't know if I wanted to ask that or not.
XML is pretty close, but JSON is higher up.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what we're seeing.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Well, Rasheem, thanks for coming.
Sure.
Really appreciate
it.
Hey, everybody, thanks for watching. This was awesome. We look forward to having you back to talk more about this and other big data stuff. So thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.